Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is the seventh daf in Shas, daf Ches in Maseches Brachos. We pick up from Zayin and Beis what we had left off, three lines from the bottom. Amalei Rav Yitzchak, the Rav Nachman. Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, "My time alo asim mar lebei knishta letzluye." Yitzchak was taking attendance, and he said, "Rav Nachman, where are you? Were you in shul?" Amalei. Rav Nachman said back to him, "Lo yichilna, I couldn't come." Rashi says, "Chosh koichi." Rav Nachman says that he was weak. Amalei lekanfei lemara servilitzli. Why don't you gather 10 together and then daven? Amalei tirchali milsa. Rav Nachman says back, "It's very, very hard for me to do that." Balei malei mar leshucha de tzibura. Says Rabbi Yitzchak back to Rabbi Nachman, "Why don't you tell Shliach Tzibur, be'inno de'matzli tzibura le'siv lo'odia?" At the time that you're davening with the tzibur, the time that the tzibur is davening, let me know. Amalei, my kulei, Rabbi Nachman said, "What's behind that? Like, if I'm not going to davening because I can't, why should I know when the tzibur is davening?" Amalei, Dam Rabbi Erchem Shemishim Bechai. Top of Chesem and Alf, my Dichtiv, Anis, Filosu, Choshem, Eisrothim. The Pasuk in Tillim says, "And I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the time of Eisrothim, a Messiah Eisrothim. When is it considered Eisrothim? B'shah, Shehat Tzibur, Mispalim. The time that the Tzibur is davening." Chazal or Darshan in Pasuk, "V'anis, Filosu, even when I am davening, I should still look for the Eitz Ratzon." And the Eitz Ratzon, of course, is when people are davening. Three lines from the top of Chesem and Al B'Yosef. Chanina, Amar Mehacho. B'Yosef Chanina learned it out from here. Koyim Mar Hashem Be'Eitz Ratzon Anisecho. This is what Hashem says. At your time of need, I will answer you. That's the literal translation of Pasuk. However, B'Yosef darshens it as when you are a yachid who's looking for your anisecha, make sure that it's based rust on the time tzibur is davening. Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, Amar Me'acha. The pasuk in Iyov says, "Hin el kabir v'lo yama." HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look down, and here Chazal will understand the tefillah of the tzibur. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says in Tillim, "Pada v'shalom nafshi mikrav li ki v'rabim." Haya imadi. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved me when I was with the rabbin, when I was with the problem. Kabir lo yimas, Rashi explains that the tefillah of the tzibur never becomes discussing ta Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Pada b'shalom nashi. Why would it be that an individual be answered? Ki b'rabim ayu imadi, because I was with the multitudes, that even though I wasn't physically there, I was happening at the same time as them. Rabbi Nosson darshens the pasuk in a slightly different way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Kol oisik b'tarvim gimilas chasadim." Whoever is oisik in tarvim gimilas chasadim, they qualify as pod of shalom, as things of shalom. Umispala limat tzibur, and he davens with the tzibur. Kiver rabim hayimadi. Malani alav kilu pedoani li ulevonai mibein haumos haolam. I consider it as if I have redeemed my children. The tefillas are very, very close to me. Amareish lakish, reish lakish taught on the first medium-sized line in Chesam and Aleph Kol Shiyesh Mishiyesh Lebeis Hakneset Birat. Somebody has a shul in the city vein nichas sham l'spal nikra shachin ra. He's called a bad namer. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, koyam har Hashem al kol shchinai haroyim anoigim. Benachala, all those bad neighbors. Benachala here, Chazal are going to darshan as the shul. Asher nchalti yisam yisrael. Lo yoid. And not only are they considered bad neighbors, El Shigarim Golos Loyulavanov. These people, Adish Chenirom, cause Golos. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu continues. Hinini. Noisha me'ad masam es beis Yehuda etoish mitoicham. They are going to be punished gravely because they were bad neighbors. Amru le Rabbi Yochanan ika sabi bevavel. There are zkenim in Bavel. What does that mean? This expression, there are zkenim in Bavel. Tom va'amar. Rabbi Yochanan explained. It says in the pasuk how to increase our days on the earth. We should listen to the second parish of Kriyat Shema Vayim Shemaya Ksiv. We're not zocher to Yirbu Yamin. If we listen to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll live long al Adam on Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz La'aretz we won't. But Kiv on the Amilei. But since Rabbi Yochanan was told that when it comes to the Zkenim above El Mikadu Chashulei Knishta, that they get up early and go late at night to Shul, Amrainu Dahanu Lahu. That's why Yika Sabi above El, there are elderly people around. Kedam Rabbi Shulam and Levi, Libnei, like Rabbi Shulam and Levi said to his son, Kedima V'chishku V'ayla Be'Knishta. Make sure that you get up early for the shul and stay last. In order that your days should be lengthened. Amar Abacha Rabbi Chanina. Mikra, what does the pasuk in Mishlei mean? Ashrei Adam Shemei Alilishkoi Dal Dosos. I praise the person that is always on my doors. Yoim Yoim Lishmar Bezuzos Psuchai. Every day to watch my mezuzahs. Uksiv Basrei says afterwards in the pasuk, "Kimotzi matzah chayim." Those who find Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis Hakneset says, "Find life." Amar Rav Chizkiya, let me cut and tell him shnei psachim. The Beis Hakneset shnei psachim. His initial statement is a little bit unclear. Literally, it means that a person should walk into a shul through two entrance ways. Asking, "Mar shnei psachim sakadaitach?" You mean two entrance ways? What does that mean to walk through two entrance ways? Ela ema shiur shnei psachim, but rather the something that has the size of two psachim. Va'achakach yispal, and afterwards he should daven. Rashi explains that the size of two psachim is the following: he shouldn't sit by the edge of the doorway; he should sit at double the size of the doorway, because if it's all the way at the end, it looks like he can't wait to get outside. The Beis Yosef brings down two different opinions. What exactly is the Shir Tupsachim? One says, one of the position of the Archas Chaim is 8 Tfachim, while the opinion of the Rush is actually that it's 8 Amos, according to the opinion of Rashi. The Rajba learns that the whole Shir Shnei Psachim is not a mount of space, but rather is a distance of time. The amount of time that it takes to walk two Psachim in. The Gemara continues by the two Dats al Zois, Yispal Kochos Eilech Alois Matzo. The Pasuk says, on this Echosid Shudavin, Le'eis Matzo. Rashi learned that Yispal Le'eis Matzo means that he should daven, that you are near him when he needs you. Now the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is near you when you need him. Rabbi Chanina, Le'eis Matzo, at the time that you need him, Zu Isha. Le'eis Matzo doesn't only mean when you need him, but it also means specifically a woman. Shenemar Matzo Isha Matzo Tov. Man who finds a woman finds goodness. Excuse me, I might have said that the Pasuk Al Zayis Yispal was from Mishlei. It is from Tehillim. Matzah Isha Matzah Tov is from Mishlei. B'ma'arava kinasiv inish isisa, in the west, in Bavel. Excuse me, in Eretz Yisrael, kinasiv inish isisa, when a person would marry a woman, amri le hachi, they would say this, Matzah Motzer. What does that mean? Matzah, if it was matzah, d'chsiv matzah, isha matzah, tava, yafik, rasa, ma. So that's means he found he was zocher. However, motzeh dichsiv, as the pasuk describes in Koheles, or motzeh ani mar mimotz esoyisha, I found that she's more bitter than death. So a woman can make a man or break a man. Rabbi Nosson Aimer, le'eis matzah zuteira. This pasuk in Tehillim. Le'eis matzah is in Tehillim. I misspoke earlier, attributing it to Mishle. Le'eis matzah zuteira. You should be mispalel for eis matzah. That means ter shenemar ki matzah matzei chayim. For those who find it, they find life. And what it's referred to, Torah is referred to as the matzah. That's the matzah of Chaim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kamalais matzah zumisa. This is actually death. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, Lamoves toy tzaois. The full pasuk is Ve'lelokim Adonai Lamoves toy tzaois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many ways to bring moves, and a person has to daven for a miyaka, an easy death. Tanya Nami Yaka, we also learned in the Braisa, along these lines, about the different ways a person can pass away. There are 903 different types of deaths that were created in the world. Shenemar, lomos tosos, tosos v'gematria hachi. The gematria of tosos is 903. Kashin Bekula, the worst of them is the death of Asachra. Asachra is very similar to the death that we might be familiar with in Parsha Shlach, of the death of the Meraglim. According to one opinion, the Gemara in Seitan, Daf Lamed Hey, the Meraglim died from Asachra, which we're going to see in a moment, which is a punishment for Lashon Hara, which is the worst way for a person to die. There is another opinion, which is also mentioned, and that is that their tongues grew very long, and insects went into their stomach, an awful description of Misa as well. But another opinion, Sota, is they died from Asachra. And the worst of any possible Misa, the Gemara says, is Asachra. Micha Shebekulon Nesheka. The best of all of them is the kiss of death, and that's, of course, how Moshe Rabbeinu died. Here the Gemara gives us, in vivid detail, what exactly Misa v'Asachra is. Asachra, Domya kichizra b'gvava da'amra. Asachra is like branches of thorns that are wrapped in wool. D'la'achore nasha. A person is taking out thorn that is stuck. B'gvava da'amra is stuck in cotton. Inevitably, there are a few unfortunate pieces of cotton that are trapped in the thorns and are pulled away. De la achorei nashra, they are thrown away. So too, when a person dies of a sachra, the neshama is jerked out of him in this painful manner as well. The Rishonim describe, there is Rashi in a few places, Rashi here, Rashi on Daf Mem, Rashi and Shabbos, that describe Asachra as a torturous way of choking to death. And again, the painful part is that the neshama, the breath, is yanked out of the person. The Gemara continues. V'kadamri kipitura, another explanation is kipitura b'fi veshet. As if raw, strong rope is being pushed into small holes, the same way the neshama is pulled out of the guf. Neshika demaya, a death of neshika, kimishchal benisa mechalava, like is a hair being taken out of milk. Continues Rabbi Yochanan Amar Leis Matzah, we had mentioned the pasuk in Tehillim, Alzais yisbal kochotir elecha leis matzah. You should daven in regards to the time of finding. What is that? Zu kvura. It refers to kvura. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Maikra, what does the pasuk in Iov mean? Hasmechim elei gil, yasisu kiyimtzu kaver. Those who rejoice in life, the Pasuk in Iyub says, Hasmechem eli gil yasisu ki imatsu kaver. Those who rejoice in life will also rejoice when they find a burying place. Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Shila, Haynu Damri Inshi, this is what people say. Liboy Inshi Rachme, a person should ask for Rachmanis on himself, Afilu ad zibula bas raisa, until the last clump of dirt on their kever, that even that should be done with Rachmanis. It seems that until a person is finally buried, he feels something, and that he needs Rachmanis in order for even that process to be as plain, painless as possible. Shalom bar Zitra, Amma leis maso, zebe kise, eis maso means times he goes to the bathroom, Ami bar bima'arava, they said in there to Israel, Hadam marzuta adifa mikulu. The best pshat was the pshat that Marzutra had given. Amalei Rava the Rafram bar Papa. Rava said to Rafram Papa, Lemelamar mehani mili ma'alisa da amris mishmei durachizda mimbili devek. Over some of those special things that you said over in shul, in Reb Chisda. Amalei hachi amar Reb Chisda. I quoted this statement from Reb Chisda. My yichsev, what is the pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Oyev Hashem Sharetim Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Sharetim from all of the dwellings of Yaakov. What does it mean? Oyev Hashem Sha'arim HaMitsuyanim Ba'alocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the gates which excel in Halacha, Yoser Mibate Kinsiyos Mibate Midra, even more than the Beis HaKnesses, V'hainu Damar Reb Chiya Barami, our Gemara over here, Amchesamid Aleph has a very famous memra, Mishmei De'ula. This is what Rabbi Abraham said in Me'ula. Miyoyim Shechara Beis HaMikdosh Eino La'kosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam. The only thing that God has in his world is Ela Arba Amos Shehalacha Volvad. All he has is the four Amos of Halacha. That is the area where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found. Two lines before the wide. V'amar Abaye, Abaye taught. Mireish in the beginning, Havigurisna Begoy Besa. I used to learn in my house, Umatzlin Bebeit Mishnah, and then I would daven and shul. Kimin Shemin Allah Domer Pibarab, Mishmedula, Mioshka Besmishan, Kashbrok, and Lamar Shem Allah, Bilvad, Loavimetzlina, El Dehecha Garisna. I would only daven where I had learned. Reviyami, Verevasi, Afgat Avlut Placer, Benekishna Bitveria, even though there were many shuls in Tveria, there were 13 shuls. Loi have mitzilna, lo mitzlu ella beni umude hechadavigar. So they only davened between the pillars that they had learned. The Rambam in his Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnayos dramatizes absolutely beautifully the significance of this Gemara and the meaning behind this Gemara, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is the four Amos of Halacha, that the ultimate tafkid of a person in this world is to use his chachma to bring him closer to the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam begins by describing all the beauties of the world's universe and how the human being stands on the top of the pyramid, but the only way that he exercises his mission is through that manner. All the other chachmos, the Rambam says, are there to bring us to the ability to come to chachmas elokus. When a person begins to delve into chachmas elokus, then he needs to realize that chachmas elokus is not only a theory, but is also practice. And that is the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, where a person studies the ideals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sees how to put them into practice. And that is the only place that one can encounter godliness. Gemara continues. Va'am b'chia b'am yishmei du'ula. Godol hanena miyegiyo yoser miyurashamayim. It's greater, someone who has hana from his hard labors, his hard work. The bat adds, the hard work of his hands, yigia kapai, greater than yurashamayim. Dilu gabi yurashamayim, siv asher yish yireyat Hashem. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, praise the person of Hashem. V'ilu gabi nena migiyo, siv igiyo kapecha ki tochal ashrecha v'tovlach. Praise and good is someone who gets benefit from his hands. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'tovlach la'olam haba. We got a Yerushalayim v'tov lach lo k'siv bei. It doesn't say v'tov lach. It only says ashrecha. There are many different explanations for this Gemara. We will suffice with the Maharsha's Havana. The Maharsha says that someone who is a Yerei Shemayim but does not get benefit from his own work, does not, if you will, support himself, he loses some of his Zechuyos in Shemayim. But someone who's a Yegiya Kappa, he works and supports himself, and, of course, he's Yerei Shemayim, so then in such a case, he doesn't lose in the heavens. Continues the Gemara 5 lines from the bottom. Va'amar Rabbi Chia Barami Mishmei De'ula La'olam Yador Adam Makom Rabbi. A person should always live in the place of his Rebbe. She calls Man Shimi Ben Gera Kayab La'inatza Shleim Ez Bas Paroi. Shleimer was in good shape as long as his Rebbe Shimi Ben Gera was alive. He didn't make the mistake of marrying Bas Paroi. Va'atanya Al Yidor. Didn't we learn the exact opposite, that a person is not supposed to live next to his Rebbe? Answers the Gemara, Lo Kasha, Ha Kayifle, Ha to Lo Kayifle. When a Talmud is Kayif to his Rebbe, he bends himself over to his Rebbe, he should live close to him. If he's not able to, so then, in such a case, it's better to be Misrachek, in order that he be over in Aveira, only Bishogeg, and not Bemezib. But if his Rebbe is around, he'll be able to, and he listens to him, he'll be able to save him even from a Shogeg. If the Rebbe is one that he does not listen to, so then mutav shetiyu shogigin faltu mezidim, better that he be nichshav b'shogig. The Gemara continues 4 lines from the bottom. Amar Avuna bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Menachem, Amar Rabbi Ami, my deceive. What is the pasuk referring to when it says ba'ez ve'Hashem yichlu that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will destroy those who abandon Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Zeminiach sefer Torah v'yotze. This is someone who puts down a Sefer Torah and he... Rabbi Avo, Nafik Ben Gavra Lugavra. Rabbi Avo would leave between one Aliyah and another. The reason that is permissible is because the prohibition is particularly when he's Miniach the Sefer Torah, that it's sitting open. But Ben Gavra Lugavra, the Sefer Torah is closed. Boy, Rav Papa asked the following question. Ben Psuka Lipsuka Ma. Is one allowed to leave the shul when they're translating the pasuk and then come back? Teku. Rav Sheshes Mahadar Ape Vigoris. Rav Sheshes used to turn himself away from the Sefer Torah and learn Omar Anan Bididon, V'inu Bididu. I am involved in my Torah and they are involved in their Torah. Tosis discussed in Libra Maslow Rav Sheshes that seems to be problematic from the Gemara in Sota. Emir Tzeshem, in the Halacha section, we will discuss the implications of Tosis' question that the Gemara in Sota seems to say that when the Sefer Torah is open, it's prohibited to speak L'dvar Halacha, and how could it be that Rav Sheshes had turned away to be involved in his own Halacha? The Gemara continues on the last line of Chesam Nalf. Amar Rabuna bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Ami. La'olam yashem on the parshiyos of imatzibur, shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. A person every week is supposed to literally complete the parshia with the recital of twice of the psukim and once of the targum. Vafilu ateres v'divam. And he even needs to translate the places of ateres and divam. Ateres and Divron, I mentioned in the beginning of Perek Lamed Beis, in the context of the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, that they wanted to stay in the places of Eivar Yarden, and some of those places are Ateres and Divron. The Gemara continues and says, the segula, the reward for doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, is on top line of Chesam Beis, you call it Mashon Parshios of Masibur. Anybody who completes the parshas with the tzibur, marichin lo yomav ushnosav, their zochet, or have their lives extended. Rabbi Bibar Abaye, sover lashlumlinu leparshiyosa dekulashosa b'mayla yoma dekipura. Rabbi Bibar Abaye thought to complete his laning of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum on the night of Yom Kippur, so that you would have more zechuyos going into Yom HaKippur. Tana lechia barav midifti. Chia barav taught him that maybe his approach is not correct. The pasuk tells us in Parashas Achrimos that a person is supposed to fast on Kippur, but how is it described? From the 9th of Tishrei in the evening. Do we fast on the 9th? V'alo b'asar mesayim, we fast on the 10th. Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Tishrei. Elo melech ha'kol ha'echa v'shoyse b'tshi, ma'la l'avakasov ki l'mesayim shi v'asiri. If you eat and drink on the 9th of Yom Kippur, we treat it as if you fast on both the 9th and the 10th. So what did Rav Bibi Bar Abaye decide to do? Savar, he thought, la'akduminu, to move them up, so he will already be completed. Our custom is to complete it around that time as well, Yom Kippur, around Simchas Torah time. So he would get ahead. He would get a little bit ahead for Daf Yomi. It's good to get a little bit of ahead. He thought to get ahead and thereby be finished by the time of Yom HaKippur and not have to do it on Erev Yom Kippur. Amalei Ahu Saba, for Daf Yomi it might be good, but for Shnai Mikra, it's not. Tanina Ubavat Shelo Yakdim V'Shelo Ya'acher. One is supposed to be up to date and be learning that week's learning. Kedam L'Rav Yishua Ben Levi L'Bnei, as Rav Yishua Ben Levi said to his son, Ashlim Parshisai Chum Matzibur Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum. Be careful to finish with the Tzibur Shnayim Mikra Ve'Echad Targum. He also read him to Rabbi Yehuda and be careful with the veins like Rabbi Yehuda. Make sure to cut all veins. The Snan Rabbi Yehuda Omer at Sheishchot Esavridin. This was something else that Rabbi Yishua Ben Levi taught his children. That is to make sure that when you do shechita, to cut all of the vridim. Rashi explains that this is not a halacha in the requirement of shechita, but is a halacha in achilas dam. That in order that the blood leave from the body of the oaf, one has to make sure that the vridim are entirely cut, because this could be found in Yoredeya, in Simin Chav Beis. If the vridim are not cut, then even if you salt the animal, nevertheless, it will not remove the blood as salting normally does. So Rabbi Yehuda requires the cutting of the vridim for that purpose. One more warning that Shimon Levi gave his son, Vizaru Bezakin Shachat Talmudah Machmas Onso, and be careful about an elderly person that forgot his learning because of an ones. Either he got sick, Rashi explains, or he became burdened with earning a living, and that caused him to forget his Torah. Damrina Luchas v'Shivrei Luchos Menachem Ba'aron, because both the Luchas and the Shivrei Luchos were sitting in the Aron. Even a Zaken who has forgotten his learning is like the Shivrei Luchos and require Kavo, just like the Shivrei Luchos had. The Gemara is now on the topic of Tanoim and Amroim, who encourage their children in particular directions. And the Gemara continues with Rava, who did the same thing. Amalu Rava Lebnei, Kishatim Chotchim Basar Al Tachtichu Al Gav Hayad. When you cut meat, be careful to cut it on top of a table and not on your hands. Why did he say that? Says the Gemara, Ikad Amri Mishum Sakana. Some said it's because it's a sakana. If the knife goes through, it could cut the hand. Vikad Amri Mishum Kilkul Su'uda. And others said it's because of Kilkul Su'uda. It will ruin the su'udah, even if you cut yourself only in a small manner, if you're cutting the top of your hand, it will make the food disgusting. Continued Rava, Valteshu Almitas Aramis, and be careful not to sit on the bed of a Gentile woman. Valtavra Chore Besakneshaw Shat Sibur Mispalim, and be careful not to pass through the back of the shul when people are davening. The Gemara continues to explain what is the reason that one is not allowed to sit on a Gentile woman's bed. Some say this is not meant to be taken literally at all. Lo signu below kriyishma. You shouldn't go to sleep without kriyishma. In other words, you're going to a foreign bed if it's a bed where you haven't said kriyishma on. And others say, delo incivu giyurta, that you shouldn't marry a woman who's a giyores. Tosus in Kedushin, in the beginning of Perek Asari Yuchsin, discusses the different reasons why the Gemara describes that Gerim are very, very difficult for Klal Yisrael. Take a look over there. Some of the explanations are relevant over here, where sometimes we are concerned that the conversions were not conversions that would ultimately stick up through time. V'gadami aramis mamish. And some say it means literally a Gentile woman. U'mishamayis the Rav Papa. Because of the following incident that happened with Rav Papa. The Rav Papa also gabi aramis. Rav Papa went to a Gentile's woman's house for some type of productive purpose. Maybe there was some type of business deal that had to be finished. Hosiu la mita. She took out a bed. Va'amra lo shev. And she said to him, sit on it. Amar lo, Rav Papa said back to her, Eini yoshev. I'm not going to sit down. Achetek biya samita. Until you lift up the bed. Higbiya samita masasham tinuk meis. And there was a dead child over there. She wanted, Rashi explains, this was a early blood libel. She wanted to allege that Rav Papa was the murderer. Says the Gemara, Mikan Amru Chachan Mim Osleisha Mitas Aramis Vatavr. From here we said, it's prohibited to sit on the bed of a Gentile woman for the fear of blood libel. Vatavr Achori Beis HaKnes B'Shosh HaSim Masalim. We learned that you're not supposed to pass the back of the shul, Messiah of Shulam Levi. We've learned already previously from Shulam and Levi. Dhamma Shulam and Levi, Asla Mishav Rachori Beis HaKnes B'Shosh HaSibur Mispalim. One is not supposed to walk past the back of a shul at the time that the tzibur is davening. Now, previously we spoke about turning one's back to other people's tefillos, and now we learn passing. What do we mean by that? That if the tzibur is davening in one direction, you're not allowed to daven in a different direction. If one davens in the back of the shul and he has his face in the opposite direction, the Gemara in Vavam Abayz said that that is problematic. Here, our Gemara is describing a little different phenomenon. Here we are describing someone who's passing by the entrance of the shul, and he's not going in. Rashi explains, it looks like he wants to pass by the shul without going in. Amar Abaye, there are many exceptions to this halacha. V'lo amar na'odolak ha'pitzcha achrina. If there is another entrance, then no one should judge him as someone who doesn't want to go into the shul. He'll go in the other entrance. Alika pisra achrina less lumba. There's no problem if there is another entrance. V'lo amrin el deleka b'nei k'nishta achrina. And this doesn't apply except in an instance where there are no other shuls. Alika b'nei k'nishta achrina less lumba. Maybe he wants to daven in the other shul. Nothing wrong with that. V'lo amrin, and we only said these rules, ela delo dori tuna. If he's not carrying something heavy, velo run, and if he's not running, velo manach tefillin, he's not wearing tefillin. However, ika chad mehanach, if he has one of these above things, less lanva, we don't need to worry. And the reason for that is if he's carrying something heavy, that's the reason he didn't want to go in. And if he was running, it was because he was running, he needed to get somewhere. It's not that he didn't want to go into shul. And if he's wearing tefillin, it's clear that he's makabel omalcha shemaim. And he's not, chas v'chalila, rejecting anything. Tanya Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, B'shloisha dvarim oyevani es hamodim. I like the people from Modai. We're familiar with Esther, that Achashverosh is on, king on Paras and Modai. Kishachot chines ha-basar, ein choton al-gabi ha-shochem. When they cut the meat, they cut on the table, as we had discussed before. Kishinoshkin einoshkin el-al-gabi ha-yad. And when they kiss, they only kiss on the hand. They don't kiss people on the cheek because it's a more dignified way of kissing as in those days because there wouldn't be any germs going on the other person's face. When they give advice, then they give advice only in the fields. Rashi explains, because the walls have ears. In other words, there are people listening. Omer Vada Barava, Mike Rava, Yishach Yaakov, Vayikra, the Rachel, Uleha Sada El Tzono. You have this in the Pasuk, where it says that Yaakov called that he wanted to speak to Rachel and Leah in the field. Tanya continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, B'shosh Advarim, O Avenias HaParsayim. I like the Persians for the following reason. Hein Tznuin B'Achilasan, they are modest in the way they eat. Utznuin B'Beis HaKnisei, they're modest when they go to the bathroom. Utznuin B'Davar Acher, and they are also modest when it comes to Tash Mishamita, when it comes to relations. Sefer Ben Yoyada and the Sefer Sifsei Chacham discuss what exactly were the tzniyus that we're referring to. Says the Gemara, quoting from the Pasuk Yeshayo, Ani tzivis lemikuda shai. Tani Rav Yosef, that Pasuk Yeshayo, Ela parsayim hamikudashin umizumanin legehenem. The Pasuk Yeshayahu is describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanding those who are close to him to destroy, and this is in reference to the Persians that are destined to go to Gehenna. We will stop here for the Gemara Ad Daf Ches in Maseches Brachos, a little bit early before the end of the Daf, because the next Gemara goes back to the Sugya of Kriyush, and this would be a very natural place to stop. Be'ezer Hashem, the halachic topic for today, for Daf Ches, will be a little bit longer since the Daf was a little bit shorter. The first topic, Be'ezer Hashem, for the halachos of Daf Ches is the significance of davening where one learns. The Gemara tells us on the bottom of Ches Amal, the Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, they daven particularly in the place that they would learn. There is a very interesting machlokes hapoiskim. What exactly was the case of Rav Ami and Rabbi Asi? Were we talking about an instance where they davened where they learned, even though there was no minyan? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rabbeinu Tzarfas felt that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were teaching us, even in a case where there is no minyan, better to daven where you learn, because Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Damet Amos Shalacha, don't underestimate the koach of the place that you learn, to the point that it's a better place to daven. However, from the Rambam in Perik, in Tefillah, Perik Ches Halacha Gimel, it seems that Beis HaMedrash only has the advantage if you're able to daven in a minyan in both places. However, if the Beis HaKnesses has a minyan and the place where you learn does not, so then in such a case, one should choose the Beis HaKnesses. This finds its way already into the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes in Simin Sadi, Sif Yuzayim, Beis HaMedrash Kavua Kadosh Yosem Mi Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaMedrash that is Kavua, where you consistently learn, that has greater sanctity than Beis HaKnesses. U'mitzvah L'spalabo Yoser Mi Beis HaKnesses. A mitzvah to daven there more than a shul, V'hu Shispalel Basara. He follows the opinion of the Rambam that says that this is only if they're a minyan. However, the Rambam disagrees. V'yesh omrim da'filu below asara odof l'ispalo v'beis ha-medrash kabal. There are some who say, it's not clear if Rambam is totally rejecting the Mechaber, but he quotes it as a yesh omrim. There are some who say that it's better even to daven where you learn, even if it's going to be out of minyan. V'dafka mi she'tarasum nasa v'einim ispato b'lav hachi. And we're only talking about someone whose his profession literally means his profession is Torah, and he anyhow would not be mispatel. Nevertheless, the Ramah concludes from the Tshuvas Harosh, Bafilu hachi lo yargil atzmo lasas kate. A person shouldn't get accustomed to do this. Shelo yilmadu amei arts menu v'yispatel v'beis haknesses. If you're someone who really learns that much, people will say, davening in shul is not so important. And therefore, even someone who's Tarasum Naso, that there are times that, according to the Ramah, there is an advantage to daven where you learn without a minyan. Nevertheless, people might err in seeing you do that, and therefore it should not be something that's consistently done. My Rebbe Rav Nevenstahl, in the back of the Mishnah Brura that has his the RSB Yitzchak Yikare, basically cuts down for most people, even people who merit to be involved most of their days in Torah, So he basically says that this Rama is not shayach for most of us today. And his language is the expression of Torasum Naso. He writes, Hageder Shel Misha Torasum Naso, Hu Adam She'en Lo Panoi L'Shum Davar Milvad Limud Torah Ve'en Ze Motsui Kol Kach Etzlenu. We're only talking about a person who has no time for anything else except for Torah. How many people who are even officially involved with jobs of Torah have no time except for Torah? So basically, this Rama is not Shayach. There were a few Gedolim, maybe we won't name, who is known that at times they did daven, the Yechidus, those Gedolei Torah were known as Torasum Naso. Obviously, every person needs to make his own cheshbon, but according to Rav Nevin Sagdara, most people are knocked out, even if one would follow the Rama. Kedarko Bekodesh, Rav Nevin Sal has a beautiful ha'ra on our Gemara, and in the as described in the Shulchan Aruch, of a Beis HaMedrash being of greater Kedusha and Beis HaKedush, because learning takes place there. He begins, in a few lines, I'd like you to read you his language, he begins to describe the different levels of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael, and talks about its value vis-a-vis Tefillah, and ends with a stunning remark. In the back of Chelik Aleph, page Kuf Nun Gimel, in the B'Yitzchak Yikari edition of the Mishnah Berurah, he writes the following: Mitzvah is b'makom kadosh chashuva yosem asher osa mitzvah b'makom pachos kadosh. If a person does a mitzvah in a place that has greater kedusha, it has greater standing. V'chein mitzvah nisvis b'zman kadosh chashuva yoser asher osa mitzvah b'zman acher. Also, time is critical. V'chein mitzvah nasal yidei adam kadosh, if it's done by someone who is of greater kedusha, chashuv yosem mehashem nasal yidei adam pachos mizeh. For those who are familiar with Kabbalah, Rav Neven Sal is making reference to the ideas of makom and zman and adam, and using them in the context of halach as well. Mitzvah nasis be'eretz Yisrael, hi mitzvah amitis, yosem mitzvah hanasis b'chutzlar. It's taking the above logic, a mitzvah that's done in Eretz Yisrael has more, the Lashon Rav Neven Sal has more emes to it than a mitzvah that's done in Chutz Laretz. Ki b'chutz laretz ki ma mitzvah rak v'b'chinas hitzivi loch tziyunim kimo shekasa Rashi v'Ramban, the famous Ramban that says that Chutz Laretz is guidepost for us in Eretz Yisrael. After gam chiyu b'b'chinas hatzivim loch tziyunim hi chiyu d'oraisa. Of course, he says, don't make the mistake, those who say it's practice, that's not a chiyu d'oraisa, of course it's practice, but we see there are higher levels of Kedusha and lower levels of Kedusha. Avodas Habar Amitis Hirak Be'eretz Yisrael. Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in truth, is only in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz Laretz Zuchas V'chalul B'chinas Ovdei Avodah Zara B'tahara. I will not translate those words. Ovdei Avodah Zara B'tahara. V'nistapakti. And Rav Nevin Sal says, based on this, I had a suffix. Im Kara Kriyishma B'chutz Laretz. If someone read Kriyishma in Chutzar, so Batov Zman Kriyishma Eretz Yisrael im Yachzor v'Yikra, because it's higher Madrega of Eretz Yisrael. If you come to Eretz Yisrael during Zman Kriyishma, maybe you should read Kriyishma again. He doesn't conclude, but he has a suffix. He continues: Tefillah b'Yerushalayim hamikudeshes adifal tefillah b'Shar Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim has greater kedusha. What my Rebbe is referring to is that the Mishnah in Ksuvos says that there is a mitzvah to move from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, and a mitzvah move from Ramat Beit Shemesh to the Old City. Tfila b'migdash adifa. Tfila in the migdash is greater than in Yerushalayim. U'bizman hazeh, here is a little bit of a beautiful chish, and he says, today, since the migdash was the source of the Shechina, ha'kos l'maravi hu makom ha'shechina, there are midrashim that describe the kos l'maravi as the place of Shechina, hu makom ha'muvcher l'spalabo, and that's the ideal place to daven. Beis HaKnesses adam fistam bayis. A Beis HaKnesses there is also greater than a regular house. Kedushas Beis Medrash Kedol Mekedushas Beis HaKnesses. And a Beis Medrash is greater than Beis HaKnesses. Malkom Shaos Adam Lamad Bo Adaf Al Stam Beis Medrash. And if you learn that Beis Medrash, it's even better than a Stam Beis Medrash. Lachain. Excuse me. Leven Yeshiva, for a Ben Yeshiva. Ha Yeshiva Hi Mekom Limudo. The Yeshiva is his place of learning. Here he concludes with an astonishing line. Ben HaYeshiva Mekabel Ben Yeshiva Muslim Velino Meshubad. A person who is supported by the yeshiva, he eats and sleeps there, he should be connected to the yeshiva. Remsa, who lives in the old city, is referring to very particular yeshivas, Vamevin Yavin. Those boys don't daven in the yeshiva, and they go to daven at the kotel. Ukadome, Yitachin, Daven Mitzvah, Haboba Vera.
So even though the ultimate place to daven bizman hazeh is the Kotel HaMaravi, it could be because a person is meshubed to his yeshiva, so then in such a case, it might be a mitzvah baba avera to go to a place where there is greater kedusha. It should be noted that I've seen that Rav Nevinsel actually lives in Halacha at the times that he doesn't have responsibilities to daven in the shul where he acts as the Rav of the Old City in the Ramban shul. He will daven often at the Kotel HaMaravi in his modesty with everybody else. And he will just blend in to the crowd, of course, except for on Shabbos morning at his Vasikin minyan. So we conclude by seeing that it is a machlokis rishonim whether it might even be advantageous to daven a place with greater kedusha without a minyan. The only problem is that a Beis Medrash might have that advantage only if it's Torasso Umnaso, and that halach would apply for very few people, Bizman Hazeh, but there is a machlokes rishon between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah about Pshat in our Gemara. Bezer Hashem, the second topic for the halacha is the requirement of reading Shnayim Mikra Ve'echo Targum, and this is one of the cases where, if we just look at the Tosos on the daf, we will see many, many of the halachos that emerge for Shnayim Mikra Ve'echo Targum, and we will add just a couple of others from the poskim. The Mechaber writes in Siman Reish Pei Hei, Afal pi she'odam shemeh kol ha'Torah kula, kol Shabbos b'tzibur, chayiv l'krosa ba'atzmo, Shnayim Mikra ve'echo Targum. Tosis points out that don't think that Targum means, in Chesem Aral Dibar Matzul Shnayim, that it means simply the translation. If one would want to do the Torah two times, then read the art scroll translation in English, according to Tosos, that would not work. And the reason for that, Tosos points out that the Gemara in Megillah and in other places says that Targum often has built inside of it many, many Mamore Chazal. And therefore, simply a translation, even if the translation is a translation that's based on Chazal, nevertheless, Tosos concludes strongly, Ein lomar b'shum loshem pam shlishus ki im b'loshem targum. One should do specifically with targum, as described by Chazal, that targum was written with ruach hakodesh. There is, however, one possible substitute for the targum, and many in Klal Yisrael follow this substitute, and that's found in Reish Pei Hei Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Im lomad aparsha b'pirush Rashi choshes kmo targum. If you unread Pirush Rashi, it's considered like Targum, because Rashi adds more, says the Mishnah Berura, than the Targum has. In other words, he's Targum plus. The Mechaber concludes, V'rei Shemayim Yukra Targum V'gam Pirush Rashi. Nevertheless, for those who have Yirah Shemayim, they should also read the Targum, and the Mishnah Berura adds, because Targum has the Maila that it was Nitin B'Sinai, and it could very well be that that's why the Mechaber used the expression Yira Shemayim, that someone who has, even if it's not going to necessarily help his limud, but this of awesomeness of what was given in Shemayim, then one would read the Targum as well as Rashi. Another set of halachas about Shnayim v'mikra v'echo Targum could be found in Tosas, the Ramaschal Yashlim, and fleshed out in Shulchan Aruch Reish Pehei, and that is that Tosas raises that when it comes to the halachas of get, when one writes the Shabbos, let's say Shabbos Parshas Korach. So when we say the week of Parshas Korach, that only starts from Wednesday. Yet, nevertheless, when it comes to Maver Sedra of the week of Parshas Korach, then already starting from Sunday, it already begins. So the Mechaber is Meduya can Reish Pei Hei Miyoyim Rishon Ve'Eilech Choshev Im HaTzibur. It's considered as if you've read with the tzibur. In other words, for the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah, it's considered with the tzibur, even though it won't be that way for other halachas. Tosis then goes on to quote that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he was nifter, asked his kids, he commanded his children, Shaloi soichlu lechem b'shabbos ad shetigmaru kol haparsha.
that they should not eat on Shabbos before they had completed the entire parsha. In other words, completed Shnei Mikra Chotar. The Be'er Heitiv quotes from the Kavana Tari in Ozdal Reish Pehei that was only said in the case of an onus. That if L'chatchila, one is supposed to finish Shnei Mikra already on Friday, if he was an onus, so then in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said to finish before you eat. If one misses finishing it by the meal of Shabbos day, Tosfos concludes that it's shapi or dummy for one to conclude later on. This is also found in Shulchan Aruch and Sivdal Vin Lohi Kodem Achila Yashem Achar Achila Ad Mincha V'Yesh Omerim Ad Revi V'Shabbos. The next step is to finish it before Mincha. Some say that if one's not able to do that, to finish it before the next Wednesday. V'Yesh Omerim Ad Shmini Atzeres. And some say that one has until what is referred to as Simchas Torah to finish up the Shnai Mikra Ve'achot Targum. How should one do the Shnai Mikra? How should one space it? So, in Rav Nevin Sal's Sefer Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeh, he points out that there are some who feel that, I'll pick up on page Kutzadi Aleph, that one should learn specifically on Friday after Chatzos. Some have the custom, as per the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Pei Hei Sifkat and Zayin, as well as it seems the Minhag Hagra, to read every day, starting from the first day and on. As we saw in Tosfos already, it's considered part of the week. Rav Nevinzal points out that those who read according to the Aliyah, that he doesn't think there's too much of a source. Rather, he says that the best way to read is from to break up the parshios into its small parshios, what we refer to as Psucha and Stuma, and then to read the Targum or Rashi based on one custom. The idea of breaking it up per Aliyah, he claims, even though it might, I would add, be convenient in terms of pacing oneself as well, nevertheless, there's no makar for that in terms of Shnai Mikra, of doing Sunday the first Aliyah and Monday the second Aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav of Reish Pei Hei points out that one should try not to be mafsik in Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, and it's a tov, a dover that's a tov yafe ma'od to do. V'chein re'isi medagdik in osakein v'chein roi lebalis nefesh, concludes the Mishnah Berurah Shiur Knes Hagdol. In the Sharet Zion, he's even stronger. Sharet Zion says, when did I say in the Mishnah Berurah not to be mafsik? That's only between Parsha and Parsha. However, Be'emza Inyan, he says, Chazal's expression, Aposek v'divrei Torah v'osek v'divrei Sicha, Machlin osa v'acher l'v'rsamin, he has to eat burning coals, that refers to someone who's masik in the middle of a Parsha. So it seems that the Sharetzion is very strong, even though the whole Parsha would only be a Hidur, but not to be masik within the Parsha, he seems to be very firm about. My Rebbe, the Amshin of a Rebbe, Zichron of Racha, who was my Sandik, they tell a story, Rabbi Yosela, they tell a story about the Chassid that came to visit him when he was towards the end of being Mavir Sedra Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum, after Shviz, and the Chassid came in, did not realize, and he said, Shalom Aleichem. And without flinching, the Rebbe immediately responded, Shalom Aleichem, and he spoke with him, and the Gaboim noticed that after the Chassid left, the Rebbe calmly turned back to the beginning of the Parsha and started again. A Chumrah should not go on the expense of others, and always one should greet others, as my great Rabbeim did, B'sever Panim Yach. It is interesting to note that in Simen Reish Lamechesiv Katan Aleph in the Sharetzion, he points out that there are some who have the custom not to learn Mikra, Torah, at night. It seems that that is something that has been more Mikubal, more accepted by Sfardim than Ashkenazim. It's an idea al pi Kabbalah. I heard this also from Rav Nevinzal as well, brought down in his Halacha of Shnai Mikra in Volume 2. And he was Shlaim B'Maodah. However, he says, Ashkenazim are makel about this. Some Sfardim are machmir. However, Reb Neventhal pointed out that the very important chumash for Sfaradim, the Chokli Yisrael, hashnayim mikra v'echad tarmum for Friday night, although his children add that the Sefer Yisod, Shorash Avoda, says that learning mikra with a perish would be mutter, and the dangers, alpi Kabbalah, of learning mikra at night would not apply. In terms of the actual discussion of whether Targum is better versus Rashi, we mentioned that the Beis Yosef has, that Targum was Nitna B'Sinai. Rav Neventhal's Choker, the following Chakira in terms of Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. What is the requirement of Shnai Mikra? Is it that we're recreating that which was at Sinai? Maybe that's the opinion of the Beis Yosef, and that's why Targum would be better. However, if it's about us understanding the Parsha, and this is why the Mishnah Brura also extols, particularly learning Rashi, so then in such a case, Rashi does more than the Targum. So if we look at Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum as some type of recreation of Kabbalah HaTorah, so then Targum would be the optimal choice. However, if it's opponent of Talmud Torah, so then, and Havanas HaTorah, then Rashi might very well be more advantageous. That's Rav Neventhal's take on the yisod of that machlokes. Finally, the Mechaber paskins in the last halach and Reish Pehe Zayin that the chiyuv of Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum only applies on the parshias of Shabbos, ain't tzarich likros parshias Yom Tov. One does not need to read the parshias Yom Tov. The Mishnah Brura describes the reason for that is the kvar kara kol haTorah midei Shabbos b'Shabbato. If you do every week, so then that would be enough. I leave off with a tzarech iyun. I believe I heard from Rabbi Lezer Yehuda Finkel, the son of Rabbi Elia Baruch Finkel, that there are some who feel that one needs to do Shnai Mikra ve'echad Targum on Parsha Zohar and Parsha Spara and so on. It would seem that according to the rationale of the Mishnah Brura here, then there would be no requirement in such a case. And I don't see, looking at these halachas quickly in the Mishnah Brura, where there is a mashmos, according to the Mishnah Brura, that there would be a chayiv to read on the four parshios. This Ezer Hashem concludes these two topics, fascinating topics of halacha, Shnai Mikra ve'Echad Targum, as well as davening in a place with greater kedusha due to Talmud Torah and other milas of kedusha.